Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. Why? Because we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to continue to pray one for another. So for the new listeners, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. You have a prayer list. Go ahead, get your prayer list. Let us touch and agree today. Amen. And I'm trusting that you prepared your heart and your mind to go before the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness of all sin and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, O God, knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. We thank you, O God, how you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do, O God, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, Lord. Father God, we know that many did not wake up this morning, Lord. Father God, many are standing before you, Lord. But Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, a day that is not promised to any of us, Lord. Father, we're thanking you this day for this gift, Lord. So, Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you this day, hands being laid upon prayer lists, Lord, Father, Father, as we touch and agree with them, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, and we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, this day, O Lord, we ask you for your will to be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prayer request, Lord, every praise report, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you because we know that you hear prayers, O God, and you answer prayers. Father, you may not answer them how we want them to be answered, but Father, you answer prayers, Lord, because you are that true and living God and that nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord. So, Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, every watchman, every intercessor, every leader, Lord, Father. Father, that are warring and interceding, standing in the gap, Lord, Father God, for others. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And Father, I say no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, I thank you for keeping that hedge of protection round about them this day, O Lord. Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen them, Lord, Father. Father, I say thank you for all things this day, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God, I hold before you Fred, or you know his name, Lord, Father, if that is not it, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for healing right now, Lord, Father, for him, Lord. Father, for we all were brothers and sisters, keepers this day, Lord. And Father, we know, Lord, Father, the spirit that operates, Lord, Father God, within him right now, Lord. And we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak deliverance, Lord, Father. And Father, we're praying right now for his salvation this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, that he, Lord, Father, may draw others to you, Lord, Father. Father, we just say and thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord, for her healing, Lord. And Father God, your supernatural strength, oh God, as you continue, Lord Father, to bring her through, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, you will not bring her to it, Lord Father, without bringing her through it this day, Lord Father. Strengthen her like never before, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with her, Lord Father, as she encourages others this day, Lord Father. Father God, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her this day, Lord. Father, as you continue to touch her body this day, Lord, Father, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And, Father, we're thanking you, oh God, for that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And, Father, we're thanking you, oh God, for healing her right now, Lord, Father. Continue touching her body, strengthening her, Lord, Father, as you war and intercede for others this day, Lord, Father. Strengthen her, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Whitted and Gaines family this day, Lord. Father, on the loss of Reverend Anita Gaines this day, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, oh God, that you send a comforter to them, Lord. Comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father. Comfort Gaines right now, Lord Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Father, as he remember, Lord Father, the times, Lord Father, with his wife this day, Lord Father. Touch her son, their children this day, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord Father, for not leaving them comfortless, oh God. And Father, all those that have lost loved ones this day, oh God, strengthen them, Lord Father. Comfort their hearts this day in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We just say thank you. We don't thank you enough, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you, oh God, for your peace. Thank you, oh God, for your protection. Thank you, oh God, for yet one more day, oh God. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy right now, Lord, and we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we speak healing, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for touching her body right now, Lord. As we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, is not what the doctors say, Lord, Father, but we believe your report this day, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch those doctors right now, Lord, Father. Father God, show up and show out in them this day, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Barry Dungy right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we continue to speak healing to his body as well, Lord Father, as we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you say healing is the children's bread. Father, we just say thank you for healing, Lord Father. Look upon those prayerlessness, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, that need healing this day, Lord Father. Father God, let them believe, Lord Father, and receive their healing this day, Lord Father. Those that need deliverance this day, oh God. Father God, salvation this day, oh God. Father God, for you to be that way maker, that burden bearer, that protector, Lord, that shield right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them this day, Lord. Father God, your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children and grandchildren this day, oh God. Father God, as they're in school this day, Lord. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. Father God, of trafficking, child molestation, bullying right now, Lord Father. School shooting this day, Lord. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus.
and thanking you, oh God, for seeing the blood covering, Lord. Father God, we're praying right now, Lord, Father. Father, for the blood covering this day, Lord, Father, over all forms of transportation this day, Lord, Father, whether you're in the airplane, Lord, Father, on trains, on boats this day, Lord, Father, in vehicles this day, Lord, Father. Father, see your people this day, O God. And, Father, we praying, O God, for traveling mercies for them this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for seeing the blood covering them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're thanking you, glorifying and magnifying you, O God. Thanking you, O God, for being a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. Thanking you, O God, for being a God of many chances, O God. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. So, Father, we ask you, O God, to decrease us this day as you increase in us, O God. Use us this day, O God, to be a light in someone's darkness this day, O Lord. Father God, someone on that job right now is going through right now, Lord, Father. Father God, let them call upon your name today like never before, Lord, Father. And, Father, you said the battle is not ours, Lord, Father, but it's yours, O God. And you said that you will fight against those that fight against us, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're standing, O God, upon your word this day, O God. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Father God, letting them know that we have more fighting for us than against us this day, O God. For we are our brothers and sisters, keepers in Christ this day, Lord, Father. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast this day, Lord, Father. The listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later date, Lord, Father, those that are listening, Father God, in the islands, O God, those that are listening in other nations this day, Lord, Father, see the blood covering your face, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. We say hallelujah today, Lord. Hallelujah for being so merciful upon us this day, O God. We say thank you. We thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, taking, O God, nothing and no one for granted this day, Lord. So, Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, O God, to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way as we welcome you on this service this day, Lord, Father. Healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord. Father God, let them not leave off this broadcast, Lord, Father, the same way, O God, that they came on this day, Lord. Father God, give them holy boldness this day, Lord, Father, that they may go out, Lord, Father, and run with your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to give God praise. You ought to thank him for just waking you up this morning. Thank him for that job. Thank him for all that you have, because without him, you are nothing. Without him, you are nothing. And if you do not know him today as your personal Lord and Savior, this is the day. This is the day. No one knows the day, the time, the second, the minute that he is going to call our name. He is a long-suffering God. You don't know when your long suffering is up, because he's knocking at your door and you refuse to open that door. You thinking that you have time. Please know that time is at hand and it waits for no man. So when you hear that knocking on that door, take notice of that knock and open that door. Open that door and accept him in. Don't say, I have done so much bad things. You know what? Go to him. Allow him to enter in and clean you up today. He can clean you up. He can wash you with the blood. But do you believe today? Do you believe? That's what you need today. You need to accept your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life today. And let me tell you something. God is merciful. God is loving. God is kind. God is omnipotent. He sees all. He knows all. Nothing is hidden from him. So don't think that you can hide from him. You can't hide from him. Come to him today. Accept him into your life today. The safest place today is to be in God, the true and living God today. Accept him in today. I plead with you today. Don't let the day go out. For those of you that do not know him as your personal Lord and Savior, do not let the day go out without doing so. He is merciful, people. Come to him. Come to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we like to welcome each and every one of you, those that are listening live, those that are listening via different devices, those that are even listening in different nations, you know, those of you in the islands, we thank you, we welcome you, we appreciate you. We take no one and nothing for granted. We thank each and every listener, those that have been with us from the beginning, those that continually support this broadcast and keep it going. We just say thank you. Thank you. Knowing that no donation is too small or too great, we say thank you. We appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and give you the word today before we go into, you know, the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nobody mad today but the devil. Hallelujah. Enjoy the little thing. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. Enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. And you can even look at that and say, you know, enjoy your loved ones while they are alive. Because the day that they leave, you can look back on the good times that you had. Cherish them. Those of you that have your parents alive, you may just have one. Cherish them. Do not take them for granted. That's why he said, don't take nothing or no one for granted. Thank God for everything, because he is the one that give us all things. We serve an awesome God. Tell your loved ones today that you love them. Allow the spirit of reconciliation to enter in your home, enter in your workplace.
allow it today. Time is at hand, and life is definitely too short. Life is definitely too short. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to continue today. Hallelujah. About a question of faith. How many of you today took any of the scriptures that was given yesterday that you went back and read it for yourself? And where did God take you as you was reading it? Did you get engulfed in it that you went from, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, and God was just enlightening you in the word of faith? Did you see yourself in anything that, you know, you was reading yesterday? Did it encourage you? You know, did it, I mean, don't let me alone talk. I mean, this is time to talk about it. This is time to talk about it. So let us all talk about it today. Let us talk about what faith is to you, where faith has brought you from. By you believing God, by you trusting in God, knowing that no matter what situation that you was going through, that God brought you through. He brought you through. And when you was going through, those scriptures came back to you. How many of you today wrote down scriptures that you can go back and you can read them, make them an affirmation? See, in order for the word to be in us, we have to take the time to read the word, meditate on the word, you know, let it all sink in. Let it all sink in that when you are going through something, That word will come up in you. And if you forget, just say, Holy Spirit, bring it back to my remembrance. Bring it back to my remembrance. None of us is perfect. All of us is a work in progress. All of us are striving to be as the perfect one. All of us. None of us is exempt. None of us is exempt. And again, I tell you all, I love to watch faith-based movies. Those that, you know, you're going through trials. You can see yourself in those pictures, what they are going through. And that could also be a solution that God is giving you today. You may be scrolling through your TV and not know, you know, what the picture is, meaning a faith picture. But you just stop there and you just begin to watch the movie and seeing it play out. Seeing it play out, and sometimes, again, like I say, you can find yourself in those movies, going through, or your faith may be, you know, low, and you don't have that prayer warrior to call and encourage and build you back up. Or you haven't been to church in a minute because, I don't know, maybe you were sick or I don't know. But to go to church, assembling yourself together, When you go to church, you go into the building. We are the church. We go to the building to assemble ourselves together, to encourage, to be fed, because just going through the whole week could deplete you at times, and you need to be refreshed, refilled, and rejuvenated. So when you're around like-minded people, hearing the word of God, let me tell you, you get fed. Spiritual food. I'm not talking natural food. Spiritual food. And sometimes you're so full, you ain't even thinking about the natural food. You're so happy in the word. You know, some people, it's like they hunger for the word. And as it comes forth, you just begin to just see them. They can't even control themselves. It's like, praise the Lord, hallelujah. The word is coming, and they're pulling. They're pulling that word from that leader that is speaking. They're pulling because they want to hear more. How much of us today want to hear more? It's, let me tell you, learning the word of God, reading the word of God, spending time in the word of God. Let me tell you, sometimes we don't spend enough time because other things, you know, distract us. Other things distract us. And, you know, one night I remember in Bible study when we was talking, the minute you begin to get into the word, you say, okay, I'm going to spend time with God. Your phone rings. Someone come and knock on the door. If you have children, not even if you have children, not children alone, but anyone in your household, that's when they're going to find, you know, to be bothering you. That one time you say, okay, I'm setting aside this time to spend time in God, to read the word, to meditate, to just bask in him. You know, you're going to have all kind of distractions, interruptions. Everything is going to come. But you know what? Start today. If you have not started, start today to spend time in the word. Fill and feed that spirit man within you this day. It needs to be fed just like the natural body needs that food. Spiritual body need the food as well. Your spirit man need the food as well. You say, what does that have to do with faith? Let me tell you, it have a whole lot to do with faith. Because by you reading the word of God, meditating on the word of God, it increases your faith in God. Because I know you'll be reading situations inside there that they went through. Granted, let me say this here. Granted, the times that they was living in, we are in a different time, but that does not make what they went through any different than what we're going through. We have vehicles, what they had, chariots. They had chariots, they had, you know, just look at the time. Some people, you know, try to analyze everything. Well, how could we say they've been through the same thing we went through? Just look. Haven't you not been accused of something that you haven't done? Have you not, nowhere, no time, even in growing up, have you not? Look in the Bible. I'm sure you can see people in there that been accused of things that they have not done. So don't look at the time period. Look at what it is that they went through, that God brought them through, their faith brought them through. Look at how many times that the Israelites was, so disobedient. And time after time after time, God saved them. He and all put them into captivity for your disobedience. But he delivered them also. He delivered them also. And we here today think that it's okay for us to be disobedient to our Father. And I'm talking about our Father, which is in heaven, and think that we are not going to get punished for our sin. Nobody is exempt from sin. As you can see, his son wasn't exempt from sin, and he didn't even commit the sin. He didn't even commit the sin. He took on our sin. He took it on. So I urge you today, while you still can, get in your Bible, begin to read, begin to spend time with God today. Set aside that time. If you don't have someone to pray with, find someone to pray with. One of like mind in Christ. Not one that's going to agree with you because you're doing something wrong and you want them to agree with you. But find that prayer warrior that when you're going through, when you are going through, you can call on them and they're there and they are praying with you and for you. You likewise develop that for someone else as well. This is where the prayer list and all even comes in. None of us today can say that we don't have nothing to pray for or no one to pray for. Look around you. Look around you. Even within your own household, you know it need prayer. You know you praying and you trusting and believing that, you know, Lord, I thank you for my mortgage or my rent being paid in full. Lord, I thank you for, you know, food on my table in my pantry. Lord, I thank you for waking my loved ones up. Don't tell me you can't pray. Don't tell me you don't have time to pray. And when you're praying, don't pray in a mist. Don't pray and doubt that God can do it. Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Is this too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for God. Do you have the faith to believe that it's already done? If it called those things that are not as though they are, are you doing that today? Are you calling those things that are not as though they are within your life, within your household, you know, on your job? Are you speaking life? Do you have the faith to continue to press on, knowing who God is, knowing who you are and who you serve today? Do you know that today? We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers in Christ. That's why in your prayer time, you may be praying and someone just come to you and you just continue praying. You call their name and you're praying for them.
You don't have to know what's going on with them. If God dropped that name in your spirit, go ahead and pray. You're the person that is available right now. And by you interceding for them, God didn't choose you by chance just to pray for them. He knows. There is nothing that he don't know. Nothing. Praise the Lord, Bishop Porter.
Keep going. Keep going.
I saw your hand raised up. I said, Bishop Porter got something here.
Praise God. I tell you that. Just want to support you and thank God for you. Praise God, because you're on point. Praise God. It's time that we need to know who and whose we are. We need to know that. And this is why we are living in the last days. And that means from now on, we need to look to the hills now from which coming our help. And all our help come from the Lord.
All our help. Oh,
and
yeah.
If you were talking about the question of faith, Romans chapter 5, God put this in my spirit this morning. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. See that? See? Therefore, being justified.
Amen.
And that justification means just like we have never done it. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Thank God for grace. Thank God that Jesus gave his life for our sins. Can you imagine if we was up under the law, Minister Diane, the souls that would have been cut off because of sin? The men at the families would have been cut off because the head not living right. That's including the baby getting pacified.
They don't,
go ahead.
You see, that's what happens when they're not reading. They don't get in the word. See, God will wipe out a whole generation, as you were saying, a whole
right.
generation. So don't worry about generational wealth and all that. The whole, there is no wealth. There is nobody in that generation. There is no one to carry on that generation. Why? Because
right.
he wiped that generation out completely.
That's right. That's right.
Right, God. The God that we serve. The God that we serve.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse
mm-hmm.
5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean
Amen.
Not onto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
Why can't we trust God?
Right.
You say, well, I can't see him. Yes, you can. You can see him in others. You can see him in others. Why? Because he dwells within us.
Right.
That's how you can see him.
Amen.
He dwells within us. Have
mm-hmm.
you accepted him into your life today? Because
right.
if you have, you will see him. You will see him operate within your life, in others' lives. You could see him
mm-hmm.
operate on your job. How? Favor. You want to know how you have favor on the job? You think it's the devil giving you favor?
Mm-hmm.
God giving it to you, because what he gives to you, nobody can take it away. You're the only
right.
person can mess it up.
Man.
You're the only person that can mess it up. Do you have faith today to receive? You see, we hear, we say, you see it, see it, see it, till you see it, see it, see it.
Right.
You say it, say it, say it till you see it, see it, see it. So
right.
The thought formed in your mind. You thought it. You're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it. Why? Because you constantly say it.
Mm-hmm.
You was constantly decreeing and declaring it, speaking it out into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you was doing. And you had faith enough to believe that it's already done and it's coming. Again, call those things that are not as though they were.
Already were. Right.
That's
and that's
what
where
we
it lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our power lies. It lies in our tongue. And now I think we spoke about it yesterday. You can speak life on yourself or you can speak death. You can speak blessings or you can speak curses. So it's come from within us. That's why greater that is in us than he that is in the world. He helped give us
again?
The power.
Say that scripture again.
Greater that is in us.
Mm-hmm.
That is in us than he that is in the world. He have given us
amen.
The power. He have given us the authority. He have given to us. What more can he do? See, that's why he sent the Holy Spirit back. He just didn't lay in the grave. He come up with all power. And he descended back to glory. And on the right-hand side of God the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit back. Now God's Spirit is everywhere. And like you were saying about the listeners. His Spirit is in the islands. His Spirit is in wherever. Who is listening to us right now? That's he
mm-hmm.
is there. We don't have to send him. People pray to my Lord, go to the hospital. He already there. He told us to go, but we want to send him. He's already there. He's in the hospital. He's in the doctors. He's in the nurses. He's in. You just said it earlier in your prayer. Without him, we can do nothing. We can't bat our eye without God. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Huh? We need Jesus.
Amen.
We need Jesus. We need Jesus. And it's by faith, amen, that his grace and his mercy have kept us. In verse 2 in chapter 5 in Romans, it says, by whom also we have access by faith and to his grace wherein we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God, his presence. That's what we
amen.
Want. This is what it's all about, his presence. His presence is abiding with us right now. This is why he said, Minister Diane, his word would not go out and return to him void. Somebody is receiving faith, and faith is increasing in somebody. God's word never returned to him void. Why? Because
never.
It's his word. Never. Thank you. See? And that's why we got to cry loud and spare not. And this is what it's all about. We are God's instruments, his tools. He used us for his glory, for his presence. Praise God in the name of
Jesus.
And you talk about question the faith. It's trusting the word of God. And you read the scripture in Proverbs, trust in the Lord. We put our trust everywhere but where it's supposed to be. Huh?
Amen. Come on now.
Trust in the Lord with all our what? Hearts. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all is all. You can't get nothing out of all but all. How many times have I told y'all every word in the Bible is important? Especially the little words. A is single, but it means something to God. Is mean now, okay? If is a possibility. God saying the same
amen.
Thing he said to Israel. If you will, I will. He hadn't changed. Then we say he is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. He's
forevermore.
God and he changed not. So he's there. He's there. Praise God. He's always there. And if we fast forward in chapter 5, look at verse 8. But God commend his love towards us, and that while we were yet what? Sinners. Christ died for us. Look there. Who died for us? Buddha didn't do it. Sun Moon didn't do it. Joseph Smith didn't do it. Muhammad didn't do it. Huh? Tell me that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of who? Jesus Christ. Something about that name.
The name they don't want you to call.
St. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. No man. Now he said, no man come unto the Father but what? By me. You got
by
to go through Jesus
me.
You got to go through Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. You can, all you want. You can sound like a bill of gold. I don't believe that. Hey, that's you. I believe the word of God. I trust God. I believe it. Now, like you see, if I'm perfect, no. But we strive and praise God. Amen. I thank God that I got a mind and a spirit like David to keep, praise God, a repentant heart. This is why David said, Lord, create into me what? A clean heart.
A clean
put
heart.
Within me a righteous spirit and restore the joy of my salvation. Huh? And there's a man of God on heart. He did it. Now, if Jesus had to pray, what about you and what about me? You say we're going to start this program off with prayer. And that's how you started off. You always said, it's praying time, not playing time. If we ever need to call on the name of the Lord, it's time now. Because he's a praying God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes conditions. Prayer changes people. We're talking about questioning faith. And this is what it's all about.
When you're faced with situation, when you're faced with situation, you have to take your loved one off of life support. You're going through a sickness. Your loved one is going through a sickness. Your friend is going through a sickness. It's the faith of God is what's going to bring you through. And by faith, you're able to speak life into that person. You're able, if they accept Christ into their life, you know what the life that they live. And let me say this to you all. You know the life that that person is living, and that person is sick. That person is in the hospital. That person is going through whatever, and you know their time is at hand. Let me tell you, find it not robbery today. Find it not robbery today for you to walk them into that path of Christ today, that they may have eternal life. Don't let them die and go to a Christless grave. And at the funeral, you want the preacher, whoever it is doing the service, to preach them into heaven. They cannot. They cannot do it. So if God gives you that opportunity to witness to someone, whether it be your family, your friend, whoever it may be that God send you to, open your mouth and allow God to use you.
Amen.
It's not about you, but it's about that soul that is about to leave this earth. And know that many people that don't know Christ don't have that opportunity all the time to say, Lord, please forgive me. They don't have, some die in such an instant, it's an instant death. They die on impact. But did they have that chance to say, Lord, forgive me? Did they have that opportunity to change their life
And God is using you. Let me tell you, if God sent you somewhere to do so today, do it. Because God forbid anything happen to that person. Take it from me. You will regret it. You will have problems of shoulda, coulda, woulda. Had I gone when God sent me, you won't have that question in your mind today. Well, did they make it in? Did someone, you know, get to them because I didn't? All those questions, you have a conscience, all those questions is going to be coming forth to you. So it's best to be obedient when God sends you somewhere. Don't say, that's not God sending me. Everything is not of the devil. Y'all give the devil too much credit. Everything is not of the devil. God send you somewhere? Isn't the devil going to send you somewhere to witness to someone? He ain't going to send you there to witness to someone to enter into the kingdom?
Nope. Yep. Amen.
And we are in the last days. Do you know when it's your last day? We hear it. No man know the time, the day, the hour, when Jesus will return.
Yeah.
True. Another truth is you don't know the day, the time, the hour when he is going to call your name.
Our name. That's right.
Will you be ready?
That's right.
This is a question we all have to ask ourselves. I'm not exempt. I got to do the work just like you doing the work.
That's right.
It's not me telling to you, you do it and I don't have to do it. Nope. And if that's the way you live in, correct it real quick.
Right.
Because if I tell you to go out and serve, it ain't nothing that I'm not doing myself. So many people don't want to serve. They want to be served. But it goes both ways. When Jesus came here, he was serving. He's the Son of God. And he's serving. What about us? You think we too good to be served? Let me tell you, I watched some African movies. And it's fun. Some of them are funny, and you look at it, and like I say, anything that you look at, you can get something out of it, right? And to see the way how, and it upset me, it really do. But it's not just there. It's everywhere where you treat your servants like they are nothing. You think that you're better than them because you have money. But you know what? Your house won't get clean. Because you're not going to do it. Your food is not going to get cooked. Why? Because you're not going to do it. You pay others to do this for you. So that is beneath you for you to cook, for you to clean, for you to do anything but just give orders. It's beneath you. You don't feel you have to serve nobody. You are to be served all the time. Look at these rich people even here in America, wherever they are. Doesn't matter. I was just telling you a movie that I watched. But the thing about it is you are no better than that servant. The only thing that you have is the money. That's it. You have the money. But when you go, you can't take that money with you. But then where is your soul going to lie? for eternity. Where is it going to lie? The way you treat people. The way you treat people. Be careful on how you treat people. Be careful. We so much want to be served that we forgot that we used to serve as well. Because when you come into money and you used to serve, you're like, I don't need to do this no more. And now the same way you didn't want to be treated is the same way now you're treating someone else. You are treating someone else the same way that you did not want to be treated. You forget where God brought you from. You forget that he brought you from nothing to something. And now here it is, you looking down on those now that don't have. Now you abusing your power. And I'm saying this in the movies, right? I'm saying this with people that have, you know, that the finances, I'm not going to say wealth. Some of them have the wealth. Let's go into the church now. Let us go in there because remember, right, we are followers of Christ. Let's go in there. And Bishop, at any time, correct me if I'm wrong, you have people within the body of Christ. As they go, as God elevate them, as God elevate them, they take advantage of that elevation. Now you look down like you, it's like you need to do this, you need to do that, you know, you that is beneath me to do. I can't sweep the floor because I'm a deacon now or I'm a, you know, whatever you are in the church, whatever position is given to you, outside of someone cleaning up. But, you know, when you clean in the house of God, it's not just one person's job. It's everybody's job when you come into the house of God. When you come into that house, you assembling yourself as the body of Christ. Everybody plays a role. Everybody. You are not too big or you are not too small to serve. We are all servants. We are all servants of God. And you can go to churches. I have been in churches where you look around and they don't care. Chewing gum in church, don't go. When you stick it on the pews, you stick it under you know, the pews and stuff like that, come on. And you allow your children to do that in the house of God, in the sanctuary, and you won't even clean it. You come in there and you come to hear the service and you are too good to clean up what either you did or your child did. You're even too good to do that. You got visitors coming in and don't care. So if you treat the house of God this way, I can only imagine the way you operate in your household. Can you just imagine? You see a paper on the floor and you won't even pick it up. Go in your house, I can imagine You, somebody drop a paper on the floor, it ain't, you drop it, you're not picking it up. We are all servants today, even bringing the word. Bringing the word. You're a servant of God. We all are servant of God. We ought to have enough faith in each other. The fact that we're operating within the body, we are going to work as one. United we stand, divided we fall. Within the body, it's time now for us to operate as one. Get on one accord. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come on. We have the prayer conference line every Friday night at 11 p.m. We don't care what denomination you are. Again, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe in. That you come in to touch and agree and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And in praying, you're praying in faith. That is already done. Not just for you, but for others as well as you're praying for others. See, yesterday when Fred called, if that's his name, I put him on our prayer list. And I'm going to pray for Fred, if that's his real name. God knows his real name, if that is not his name. I'm going to pray for his salvation. I'm going to pray for his deliverance. And I'm going to pray for healing, healing of his mindset. That's what I'm going to do. That one day, he's going to call in here. And he is not going to be the Fred that been calling in those other times. No. No. Prayer changes things.
Man.
And if it's God's will, it will be done. I may never know. Praise be to God. God knows.
Amen.
And that's how it is. You don't allow no one to change your atmosphere. The devil don't care. He's going to come in and he's going to try. But are you going to let him? Are you going to let him? What am I talking about? Let me bring it to you this way. Growing up, you're in a class. You go to a school. You're in your classroom. And the teacher is teaching. And you have a student that wants to, you know, do everything under the sun, but listen to what the teacher is saying. What is he doing? Disrupting the whole class. So no one can receive what it is being taught. Remember when I say the minute you go spend time with God, you can get all kind of distractions and everything. Hey, it's nobody but the enemy coming up against you. But do you recognize? Can you stop it? Can you say, no, devil, not today, not tomorrow, not no other day? Mm-mm. The blood of Jesus. Can you do so? Because let me tell you, if you think you're questioning your faith now,
if you think you're questioning your faith now, as Bishop is saying, live long enough, wake up every day. You get a day older, right?
Amen.
If you think that you're questioning your faith today, and in the time that you're in, that you're dealing with, let me tell you, get in the Word. Because all our faith will be tested to the most extreme. Will you be able to stand today? Will you be able to call on the name of Jesus today? Do you have enough Word in you today to sustain you when you're going through? Do you have the faith to even believe in the Word that you're saying? All of our faith is going to be tested. So don't think that the question is just for you. It's for everybody. But no, it's always a self-tape. Examine yourself first. Ask yourself these questions. Will I be able to, Lord? Will you be there? The Word say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll lift up that standard against them. Do you know? Even just a little, you may not know the book. You may not know the chapter, you know, as we came from Romans chapter 1. Okay. You may not know the book, the chapter, the verse, the number of the verse, but you know what? You know it. And it's not about where it is. It's not about what book it is. It's not about what chapter. But it's about you believing that word that you're saying. Believe that word that you're saying. So if you're sick in your body today, Lord, you said by your stripes, I'm already healed. Let your will be done. He may not want to heal you, but he is there with you. Why? Because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Say, but that's crazy. He said, by his stripes, yes. But is it God's will for you to be healed, or for him to keep you where you're at to help others, minister to others, letting them know, though I am going through this sickness, though I'm going through this pain, though I'm going through this trial, whatever it is, he is still there with me. I have not given up hope. I'm still praising God, and I will praise him till the day I die, no matter what it is that I'm going through, no matter what it is. Do you have that faith enough to believe in God today, that he is there with you, no matter what it is that you're going through? You could be homeless today and know that God is still there with you. You know what? He protected you from that person doing any harm to you. He protected you. You may not see it that way. But I'm out in the elements. You know what Jesus came? Where did you see it say he laid his head under a roof? Said he had no home. So today, keep the faith today that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's time. Teach those around you to read. Read the Bible. Spend time in God today. And you go to church. Walk with your Bible. If you have one, walk with it. I don't know what your situation is. You have a phone. Everybody have phones. Download the Bible app. Whenever I read from the King James Version. Whatever they say about the King James Version, it's all right. You read whatever you want to read. But I'm going to tell you, be careful on what it is that you're reading. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask him for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding when you are reading. Don't so jump to a Bible that have, it's easier to read than thou and what else do they say, Bishop? I know thou this and thee and all these other things.
What part of thou shall not? You don't understand. In the Ten Commandments, thou shall not steal, thou shall not lie, thou shall not commit adultery. What part of that you don't understand? Thou shall not mean don't do. If you see a stop sign and we driving, you do what? You stop. You ain't got to stop if you don't want. But I tell you, if you don't stop, you're heading for a disaster. That's why the stop sign up there. Same thing with a red light. If the red light say red, we stop. You ain't got to, but I guarantee you ain't go too far. You go across that red light in that traffic and see what happened. See, so that should not mean stop. Don't do. Care who it is, don't do. So what part that you don't understand, care what Bible you use, it's the same. God's still saying the same thing. Thou shall not.
Amen. Amen. And this, I mean, it's always a joy just to be even, you know, talking about the Word of God. And Bishop, I was very comfortable. Bishop is one of them on here who'll tell you, I'm very comfortable being in the background. But by faith, each and every Wednesday and Thursday, I'm on here.
That's right.
I am on here. And I just thank God for this opportunity to be on here to talk about, you know, God.
Amen.
And right now, I mean, I'm like, babe, it's like just a joy, the smile on my face. You may not be able to see it, but let me tell you, learning, no one person have the word.
Man.
And sometimes you pour so much out of yourself that you yourself need to be refreshed, refilled, and rejuvenated, just like you pray for others, for them to be refreshed, refilled, and rejuvenated. You yourself need that as well. I love when you see Bishop Porter, Pastor Diana Dungy, Pastor Bolin, Elder Addison, come on here. And they bring in the word. I enjoy it. I enjoy the word. So it's not just one person that has the word.
Amen.
God could be using you today to go out and give a word to someone. Are you obedient enough today? Are you listening to that still, small voice?
Amen.
Are you today? Bishop, I'm going to make way for you to, you know, give the prayer of salvation for those, you know, the altar call right now, if you can do so.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. I just want to share this one scripture before we pray. And it's Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Pretty familiar. And this is what leading to salvation. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See how simple it is? Verse 10 says, the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Simple. It's as plain as the nose on your face. You got to repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But you got to confess it. You got to speak it. You got to open up your mouth. You just can't sit there just looking. See? The Lord said, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, well, in no wise cast you out.
What?
So when you come, he know what you need before you ask, but he said, ask. So if you know you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're not talking about religion, that what denomination you're in. When you bow before God, he's not going to ask about no denomination. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Everybody that is gone now is in judgment. They had a chance to hear the word of God. They cannot bow before God and say, I didn't hear that, or I didn't know that. They're going to be without excuse. You can't repent after death. Minister Diane tells us that all the time. You got to do it now. See? The word of God say, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You got to hear somebody. Like she just said, ain't no one person got it all. That's why he say he have some apostles, he have some pastors, he have some evangelists, ministers, and teachers from the east, west, north, and the south. Praise God. And they're going to tell you the same thing. This is why to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our job as your personal Savior. We had to do it. You got to do it. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible say, it's a blessing to die in the Lord. See, so he's now time to come. In verse 17, and then I'm going to pray. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I just told you what it takes. And if you believe that, all you got to do is say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior into my life this day and forevermore. You're in the body of Christ. You're in the family. This is your spiritual birthday today. See how easy and simple it is? But you got to open up your mouth. See? He said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth. You got to open your mouth to Lord Jesus. And you'll believe in your heart. That's where the belief got to come from. See?
Amen.
Not the heart that is pumping, your spiritual heart. Start with your mind. See?
Amen.
Then you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all we said it yesterday. It's all he's asking us to do. All things are possible if you only do what? Believe.
Believe.
Do you believe that he came and died for your sin? Do you believe that?
Amen.
Simple. Father, we thank you for all that have been said and done. And Lord, we have done what you told us to do, yet there is still room. There's always room at the altar. And Lord, you said, whosoever will, let them come. And if they come, you say, you will in no wise cast them out. And we thank you now for your word being received. We thank you for that soul that have received you into their lives. Lord, we thank you. Knowing, oh God, that you is always there. Oh, we bless you, and we give you praise for victory. We thank you for a fresh fire anointing, oh God, over this program and throughout the airways, oh God, from the east, west, north, and the south, throughout this world, wherever this broadcast is reaching, and we give you praise for victory. We're not victims, but we are victorious through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I thank God for just showing up and showing out. I'm trusting today that you all accept God into your life today. For those of you that don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you accepted that invitation as Bishop Porter was going forward, join us tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Tell a friend. Those that don't mind praying, let me tell you, it's awesome. God is good. God answers prayers, and he hears prayers. That call-in number is 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear it again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and click on that link. Amen. God is good. He is merciful. He is love. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night on the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Invite a friend, okay? Remember, prayer changes things. Be blessed.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.